Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. Now, I'm going to be speaking to Mohammed Shoaib, who's one of the consultant orthopaedic surgeons at Nuffield Health Hospital, who are one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Did I get that right, Mohammed?
Yes.
Lovely, lovely. I normally get it wrong, but this time I've got it right. So you're one of the orthopaedic surgeons that specialise in hips and hip surgery. Is that right?
Yes, hips and knee surgery.
Hips and knee surgery. Now, I mean, a complete layman. I have no idea what I'm talking about here. So, why does a hip or a knee need to be replaced?
It actually wears out. The joint surfaces are highly polished with a surface called articular surface made of specialized structures. And that just wears off either age-related or as a result of injury in the childhood or as a result of some malalignment in young age, various factors. But the polishing completely wears off. Bone becomes nude. Bone starts rubbing on bone and causes a lot of pain. And that what brings people to us for replacement.
Now, I've actually seen a small documentary where they showed, it was only about a 5-minute film, where they showed you them replacing the ball and the socket.
Yes. Basically, it's a ball and socket joint, hip, and what we do is we remove the ball and put a pin in the top of the femur, which is the long thigh bone, to support a ball on top of it, and we put a new socket, which could be made of plastic glued in or made of some metal like titanium and hammered in the original shell.
So how long would it take to recover after an operation of that sort?
It's usually a couple of months. People can start driving at about 6 weeks, walking on crutches for about 4 to 6 weeks. Younger you are, quicker the recovery is. But at 3 months, we expect about 90% back to normality.
Oh, wow. That's not too bad at all. Is it just old age that they wear out like this, or is there a particular problem that causes this?
Well, there are various factors. Old age is one of them, most important. Most people would require hips beyond 70 years. But 20 to 30% of joint replacements now are being done in people below 50.
Oh, really?
Yes. And those are the ones either there's a history of trauma in their young age or they're born with some subtle anomalies in their alignment or bone itself. What we call impingement, and that lead to early osteoarthritis, and also some childhood conditions, either at birth, like congenital hip dislocation, or trauma on the top of the femur in very young age, at the age of 10 or 11, or there's another condition, Perthes, which is at the age of 6 or 7. So those conditions lead to early osteoarthritis, most people requiring replacement in their late 30s or 40s.
Oh, wow. So how long would an operation like this take? Is it a long process? Are we talking hours to replace
it? Hip replacements, it varies from 1 hour to 2 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad, really, is it? Being a layman, you envisage someone being in there for like 9 hours or so. I suppose that's...
No. 1 to 2 hours. Average time is about an hour, 15 minutes or an hour. Some people will do it below an hour. So it depends.
And it must take a lot of concentration on your part for doing what you do. Is it something...
Yeah, surely. Yeah.
Is it something...
I do about 400 hips, 400 joints a year.
Oh, wow.
Majority of them are hips. And after doing thousands, I still feel fairly, not nervous, but very, very concentrating and attentive, because every patient's anatomy is different and you can encounter something different, completely unexpected, and have to deal with those. So the level of concentration doesn't change.
All right. I've got... Now, seeing as there's so much concentration there, as in drivers, you can only drive for a certain amount of hours, then you have to rest. Is there only a certain amount of operations you can actually do in one day?
No, that's again individual. Very individual. I have done 10 hips in a day. So it varies. But I think on average, majority of us will do about 4 or 5 joints a day.
Wow. It's a completely different world to me. I'm sitting here behind a desk.
Yeah, and it is. It is. People who are more devoted to only hip surgery and working in big centers, they do more. But in a district hospital, usually about 3 or 4 joints in a day.
So how long did you have to train to be able to do this?
Oh, that's a long training. Where we basically, it is almost 6 years is the structured training.
Yeah.
But before that, soon we finish our foundation years. It takes about 8 to 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Before we become consultant. And even after consultant, we keep learning because there are a lot of new developments and things keep progressing. So we have to change our practice accordingly. So wow. It's a learning thing for whole of our working life.
Yeah. Wow. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this now 28 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long... So you're talking
long,
about...
Long time.
So you actually started training about 38 years ago. That's a long while.
Yes, I became consultant in 97, so my training was... I'm an old guy, so
wow.
In my late 50s, so I've got plenty of experience, yes.
Well, Mohammed, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and telling us about this. And hopefully we'll speak to you again soon.
Most welcome. Thank you very much. Thanks, Dan.